President Trump terminates humanitarian parole for Cuban, Haitian, Nicaraguan, and Venezuelan migrants. President Donald Trump has officially terminated the humanitarian parole program introduced by the Biden administration. The program had allowed over 500,000 migrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela to enter the United States temporarily. This decision, enacted through a presidential executive order on Monday, marks a significant shift in U.S. immigration policy. The executive order directs the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, to end all categorical parole programs that contradict U.S. policies established in my executive orders. NPR reports that this mandate includes the termination of the humanitarian parole program, which had been a vital resource for migrants from these countries. One of my most important obligations is to protect the American people from the disastrous effects of mass illegal immigration and resettlement, Trump stated in the executive order. He also emphasized his administration's commitment to mobilizing all available resources and authorities to address what he described as an unprecedented influx of illegal aliens. This statement was originally reported by NPR. Launched in January 2023 under the Biden administration, the program had provided nearly 30,000 migrants per month with temporary legal status to enter the United States. However, its future became uncertain in October 2024, when the Biden administration suspended the program, citing concerns over fraud and announcing that beneficiaries would need to explore alternative pathways to legal status. According to NPR, the program offered migrants the opportunity to apply for legal entry while remaining in their home countries. Applicants were required to demonstrate urgent humanitarian reasons or significant public benefit, secure a U.S.-based sponsor, and pass a thorough background check. Approved applicants received a 2-year temporary residence permit, a work permit, and protection from deportation. The DHS disclosed that more than 531,000 individuals had benefited from the program since its inception, with a significant number of participants coming from Haiti. NPR highlighted that this initiative helped reduce illegal border crossings by providing a controlled, legal alternative for migration. With the program's termination, hundreds of thousands of migrants face uncertainty as their temporary parole status nears expiration. Advocates for migrant rights warn that the decision could lead to mass deportations and disrupt families who have established new lives in the United States. Critics of the repeal argue that it may exacerbate humanitarian crises for individuals fleeing violence, political instability, and economic collapse in their home countries. NPR reports that some experts believe the absence of this legal pathway could increase attempts at irregular border crossings. This program was a lifeline for thousands of people seeking safety and a chance to rebuild their lives, said an immigrant rights advocate in comments shared by NPR. Ending it will have devastating consequences for families and communities both here and abroad. Initially, the Biden administration had designed the program to address urgent humanitarian needs and manage migration at the southern border. Now, with its repeal, advocacy groups are preparing legal challenges, while calls for comprehensive immigration reform grow louder. The program's termination underscores the Trump administration's ongoing focus on restrictive immigration policies, a stance likely to have far-reaching implications for U.S. humanitarian efforts and immigration law enforcement. For a deeper analysis and further details, visit NPR, which has extensively covered this development.